back.
We're back.
Episode 76.
Yeah. Last one we did was in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is quite a stretch, but, you know, we made it to 76, PK Subban.
Yeah.
Is this not what it is at this point? Like, can we expect to release more than, like, one a quarter?
I mean, for it to be even running, it's pretty good in that sense. I mean, to the ones that still listen, thank you.
Who listens? Like, I'm not sure.
If
I should be ragging on, like, the listeners right now.
Here we are talking about how we never get going.
I think, like, back in, like, the early days, I was, like, fascinated with the metrics, like, looking at each episode, yeah. How many listens we got, like, who's listening, because, you know, we know our main friends that listen, but I'm sure there's, like, some random people out there that download and listen to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that in itself is kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
because it's not like YouTube where, like, you might see a thumbnail, it might go semi-viral. Like,
yeah. We don't drop no headlines.
They had a nice thumbnail, and I clicked on it, and I watched it for, like, a minute.
Right. Yeah, and you get, like, a view.
Yeah, you get a view.
Yeah. Talking about, like, creating content, yeah. Like, you know how, like, I'm all obsessed with, like, golfing yeah, these days.
For
like,
sure.
You see these memes, basically, middle-aged men. What do you like to do? Smoke meat. Golf.
Yeah.
that I'm pretty much summed up. Like, that's what I am. Like, I'm like, fuck, a meme summarizes, like, 95% of my personality right there.
That's what makes them good. They're so spot on and accurate.
I know. You can't hate for it. And sometimes, like, you know, we always talk about, like, how we can't be real in our workplace.
Yeah.
I risk it all. Sometimes I just be real and just give my honest opinion and be like, hey,
yeah,
you know, like, I'm going to say something right now. It's only because it's true. But yeah, people might frown upon it, but it's true.
Sometimes you got to bring stuff up, right?
Like, yeah.
If you don't bring it up, no one else is going to bring it up. And we're at the point where, like, younger employees probably couldn't do that right at work because they're, yeah, like, scared about their job. Like, older
it's
employees,
a different
more
environment,
established,
right?
They're, like, more afraid because they're, like, in a position of authority. Someone's going to rat them. But, like, mm-hmm, we're in the perfect middle zone.
Yeah.
Right? No, you're not important enough to be, like, taken down.
Yeah. No one's gonna report you. It's I don't know. I just feel like sometimes, yeah, it sucks for people like in like the younger generation, mm-hmm, like the same people that are entering the workforce at this point.
Yeah,
they're going to office. There's all this PC culture. You can't say certain stuff.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, you spend 9 to 5. You basically that's like your huge chunk, majority of your waking hours.
Mm-hmm.
Not being able to be yourself, you know, not yeah, saying yourself is a racist or anything,
yeah,
but
you could tell the real people want to come out, right? Sometimes yeah, you get that glimmer from people that is like, oh shit, they're about to go off. We're about to see the real them. Then they pull it back.
Yeah.
I went to happy hour 2 weeks ago and yeah, you know, not even a lot of drinks, maybe like one drink starts flowing. And then I ended up in a conversation with someone, and then we're talking about Israel at work, right? And, you know, some people are scared in the workplace, right? And it's not just age. Some of it is, like, cultural background as well.
Yeah.
Because we started talking, and he's, like, basically he's, I think, a Pakistani guy.
Yeah.
And he's, like, someone like you, referencing me.
Yeah.
He's, like, oh, you can talk about Israel freely.
Yeah.
Like, you look like you. Like, if I were to talk about it, like, I can't talk about it here. I'm, like, it's crazy how he has that perception, because even I can't talk about it, right?
Well,
I'll get in some trouble, but he seems to think he'll get in more trouble for speaking about it, looking how he looks.
Funny how the flow of this conversation yeah, starts. We're, like, pre-production talking about, no, we're not going to touch anything like Israel, and you come and drop in this thing hot.
No, we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Maybe just the content, like, the thing that he feels, right? The way
yeah,
that he feels.
Yeah, it's like, you know, there's like all this talk about like anti-Semitism on the yeah, rise. But at the same time, like someone from like, he's from Pakistan, so
yeah,
I'm assuming he's Muslim.
Yeah.
So Islamophobia is like a huge thing
yeah,
that no one ever talks
thing,
about.
But like, why do people, okay, so like, why can't someone have an opinion on something that is like, miles away from us, oceans away from us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't get the full picture. And I'm not trying to, like, steer this conversation towards, like, the actual topic of Israel. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Right? Why aren't people allowed to voice their opinion? Right? You kind of want to stay away from certain things, right? But, like, for him to think that he can't talk about it at all is kind of scary, right? Like, he can't. It's a major topic that's our tax dollars are being spent on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't he voice an opinion on, like, how things are done?
Oh, he can voice his opinion.
Are we just assuming that he'll jump to, like, anti-Semitism, so we're trying to, like, censor what... Or
yeah.
Not we trying to censor, but he feels the need to censor himself.
Well, yeah, because if he doesn't censor himself, he's gonna get canceled. Like, dude, you got to think about it. I don't know what this background of your coworker is.
Yeah.
He could be a guy that has, like, a mortgage. He has to, like, this is his job.
Yeah.
He can't bring anything up.
It is true. He is providing for his parents. Like, his parents need his income together to keep their house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, he's not going to step out of line and say something.
But, like, the moment I opened that door for him to speak to me about it, and, like, we don't know each other on a first name basis, so he doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he could kind of get the sense that I'm not that important. Right? Because my name is not, like, on the website or anything, but, like, the moment he had the opportunity to talk about it, he was, like, dropping facts like crazy.
Yeah. I agree. It's like a self-censorship.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of it all. Like, everyone talks about, like, oh, Canada has, like, the freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's like, yes, it's whatever the prevailing, you know, majority wants you to talk about is the view that you have to take. And again, we can talk about lots of things there. You can go and say, like, COVID, shutdown, you know, this whole Israel and Hamas or Israel and Gaza.
Yeah, yeah. Even Russia-Ukraine, right?
Russia-Ukraine, like, right?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know, vaccine, whatever, LGBTQ+, everything like that. We all know there's a prescribed, you know, thinking that we have to all subscribe to.
Yeah. I mean, society as a whole is getting more progressive, right? There's certain elements that we are coming to accept in people. Like, you know, I could see one day soon, right? Even now, right? You bring up LGBTQ, right? Trans people are being more and more accepted, right? It'll be a time, I mean... It's kind of a progression in history because, like, homosexuals were ostracized for so long, right? Only recently has it come along, marriage is there. There will come a time when trans is, like, normal in Western society.
Yeah.
Right? It might take a little bit longer. Obviously, two things are not equal, right? But it will get there. And, like, as a whole, it's somewhat uncontroversial. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that people decide to do. There's rumors of, like, people being groomers, all that stuff. But, like, all that stuff is not necessarily true. It's true in some circumstances, but it's true of other communities too, right? Straight communities, like, whatever. So, but there's other things that are more up for discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not black and white. They don't deal with, like, the substance of a person, right? If someone thinks they're a different gender or whatever, okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they think that way. They are...
You do you, right?
Yeah.
You do you. Like, I get it. You got your one, you know, one life here.
Yeah.
You do whatever makes you happy. That's cool. You don't infringe on my stuff.
Yeah.
I don't infringe on your stuff.
And generally, it doesn't.
Yeah.
There's people who pretend that it does, where they really just have an obsession with, like, basically controlling people.
Right? Yeah.
But, like, the other things that are more up for discussion, like these wars, vaccine... Like the lockdowns, for example, or like tying someone's job to the vaccine, getting the vaccines.
The mandates,
Those were more like, okay, let's talk about this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's draconian. Just basically like forcing, like when you said like, oh, they're not pushing this thing for you. Yeah. Or like you're saying like someone who's on a conservative side, we were pushing it back a little bit. Like the whole, you know, trans or LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. It goes both ways. Mm-hmm. I just find.
Yeah.
There's got to be a middle ground. We're not going to agree, but we just got to respect each other's opinion, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have, like, all these people on this planet.
No.
And you're only dealing in this, like, say, for us in Toronto in itself. Just this region. Mm-hmm. You can't even get an accepted like agreement on it. You're going to have people that, you know, believe on one thing on the other, and you expect, okay, you're going to expand it to like Canada. Yeah. I was just saying to Sarah before, sometimes like when you get like with us, now that we're older, mm-hmm. and you watch like the news, like the Nationals or whatever, mm-hmm. and you watch like some stuff that's happened out in the East Coast or somewhere in, you know, the middle provinces like Saskatchewan mm-hmm. or whatever, and you got West Coast. I'm like, dude, their entire fucking Canadian experience is different from my experience.
Yeah.
How can I expect them to have the same understanding that I would have?
They won't.
Yeah. Like, not, I'm not trying to force it on them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they shouldn't force it on us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, just to be empathetic in a way of putting yourself in someone else's shoes.
Yeah.
I think that's like something that's like totally forgotten.
Yeah. I think, again, I think I mentioned this the last time, like the episode before the marathon one, where it's just like, if you already have an opinion that like most of society agrees with
mm-hmm.
or can tolerate.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes all it takes is tolerance. Mm-hmm. Like, I tolerate you. Okay, fine. Like, they're letting you live your life.
Yeah.
They may not support you and like be your cheering section, but they tolerate you. Isn't that like, at some point that's good enough, right? You already have the majority of society on your side.
Yeah.
Just take it, you know? Because like, I look across the table at you, right? Not everyone's going to like, some people look at you, like mm-hmm. look at your skin color, whatever, look at your race, and they won't like you,
mm-hmm.
right? And prevailing message is don't do that, but like, you're not going to convince anyone with that message. Right. The people who already will tolerate you and, you know, love and respect you will respect you.
Yeah.
Like, same with me. Right. Trans people, it takes a little bit of getting used to for people. Mm-hmm. Right. Some people will come around. Some people will never come around.
Yeah. But, you know, like, not to beat on that horse all day.
Just,
yeah. I see it from like mm-hmm. a conservative side mm-hmm. as well. Right. When I say conservative, it's just like people that are
Christian values.
Maybe there's obviously like not 100% of them are all going to be like, no, you know, like trans can't exist.
Yeah. Not even just Christian values, by the way.
Like, yeah.
Most major religion values.
Yeah. But like there's like a, like what we said, we tolerate, like tolerance, like acceptance and like respect people's choices or whatever.
Yeah.
For example, like that one where you sent me where there's like the Pride Day. Was it out in Windsor?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like a public school out in Windsor.
Yeah.
They were saying the teacher kind of basically...
She ranted on the children.
Yeah, because their parents, a lot of them are from like... They're immigrants and they came here and they settled in Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided on Pride Day, we're going to keep our children home.
Yeah.
Instead of having this whole, the message, right? Like LGBTQ and all that, like trans and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fine. It's not like they're protesting at the front of your school saying, no, don't do this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, boo and all that stuff. They give you that space. You do your own thing.
Yeah.
For me, this is how, and as a parent now, I can see where they're coming from. Like, if you asked me about like 10 years ago, I'd be like, no, that's still fucked up. They're wrong. But as a parent now, I see it from a different view. Like, who, it's like, okay, well, yeah, they're in a public school system. Yeah. I send them to school. But how are you telling me how to raise my kids?
Yeah.
Like the indoctrination of it?
Yeah. I don't know if it's even... Is it indoctrination? I think it's just shaming, right? Like...
No, but like the idea of like... Not the teacher saying that stuff, but like the program itself.
I look at it this way. Like, it's one of those things that people are still getting used to, right? It's not... None of it is facts. It's all what's going on in people's head, what people think, how people like to live their life. It's like lifestyle. It's fine, right? Mm-hmm. But the parents' decision to keep their kids home, I just look at it very black and white, essentially. Where's the best place for people who don't necessarily believe in your cause, right? Is the mm-hmm. best place for them to like pretend to believe in your cause and be there?
Yeah.
Like, they might have hateful thoughts. They might not have hateful thoughts. They might just be like, oh man, my parents don't like this. I'm uncomfortable with this because my parents don't like it, mm-hmm. and I'm here.
Yeah.
Right? So what's best or where's the best? Sure, you want to teach the kids tolerance.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe that's not the setting to teach the kids tolerance, like mm-hmm. in that high pressure environment.
But I don't know if it's even tolerance. It's like telling you that this is the way now. It's just like, okay, like remember we watched like the New Year's Eve on like like New York, yeah. the countdown, and then immediately the first thing in 2024, what did you see?
Yeah.
It's a gay couple just making out.
Yeah, and that's like, I feel bad for that because that is like network television, like cut to that couple. Like it's so manufactured.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
and that couple didn't have anything responsible for that, right? They were just not. They were just there enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Right? But like the producers of that program are just like, we got our money shot right here.
Yeah.
Cut to that shot.
Yeah, it's just like, there's a natural way of doing it
yeah.
versus one where it's kind of, it feels like you're being force fed some,
yeah.
some ideology.
I mean, then right? again, so, right? Like, I don't know what percentage of the population is homosexual or like trans or whatever, but like,
it definitely isn't like 50% of the
eventually one New Year's Eve, you will have like them cut to that as the first couple. Like, but if it's every year or like, you know, every other year or whatever, it's like,
yeah,
you start to wonder, are they doing it on purpose? But that's a whole mistrust of like news media and like TV media and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is like the best place for like non-supporters of an issue
mm-hmm.
is like away from pretending that they support it, right? Or pretending that they're 100% comfortable with it. There's other ways to have that discussion with people so they come around.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that high pressure environment and then chastising them afterwards is the way to convince them, because now they're even more against it.
Yeah.
Like that teacher is on that side
mm-hmm.
and you're asking me to join that side. Fuck that. Right.
Yeah. Well, it's basically like a more non-controversial way of thinking. It's just like we went through the whole public school system mm-hmm. back in the 90s, like early 2000s. Like we were fed this idea that recycling is the way to go
mm-hmm.
when really it's probably it doesn't do anything.
I think
it makes you feel better. It just lets you live guilt-free.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that it does get indoctrinated in your head. And you talked about your child kind of having those environmental thoughts. They're more ingrained now.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know now as adults? We all learn up and learn. We all grow up and learn that it's kind of a facade.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we start to get that information out from, you know, everything that we do. Cause now we know like that's the ideal way of looking at the world. And it does teach us good habits. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like the whole idea of like pushing those ideas onto us, and it's ingrained in us. Like we're never going to forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there will not be a moment that you don't recycle.
Yeah.
It's with you for life. Right. I think that's maybe the point you're trying to get at. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just like we don't know at the time. It's like, again, this is like a lesser controversial issue, right, or a topic on indoctrination, but it's an example of what, when you step back and then you look back at it, you're like, yeah, the three R's.
Yeah.
Like throughout elementary school, you're just told recycle, you know, reduce, recycle, reuse.
Yeah.
Like, I agree.
We learn more. We grow up to learn more, right? So I know that people are, I mean, I can look at it from both sides. I see your argument, but I can also see it like kids are kids. Sure, you have teachers teaching certain things to your kids, but the really smart kids, the kids that are like involved in this world, will find out for themselves one day, right? How things really are. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter how long it takes. Like, I found out you need to rinse out every like jar, or else they can't recycle it. Right?
Well, they never really That's told impossible, you that. Right? Yeah, right? yeah, yeah, yeah. It's. Well, you just hope.
Yeah.
That. They're teaching the right things.
Yeah, think for yourself, but this is...
But really, is it really think for yourself? Because when you say that, when you use the word, the phrase, think for yourself, it's like, no, you're not thinking for... Really, you're not really thinking for yourself. Because if your way of thinking is something opposite of what they want you to think,
well,
then they're gonna really rag on you on it.
Well, again, like, I don't know how prevailing it is. That teacher... If we're talking about that example of that teacher, she went across the line. That's why it blew up.
Yeah.
Right. Children need to be taught like overall, like not even just on topics like this, like they need to be taught to think critically.
Yeah.
And like you're out in public every day, right? You could tell who was not taught to think critically.
Mm-hmm.
Like even as adults, they lack that skill.
Yep.
I would hope that more children are encouraged to ask questions about certain things. I don't know. I'm not in school. You have kids in school, right? So
I doubt it. I doubt it only because I know how, you know, like everyone is, they don't have the privilege like how I have it where, you know, I work a fairly cushy job and I have the time. I can spend the time with my kids, but not everyone has that opportunity to do it, right? And it puts, you know, kids in disadvantages only because they don't, they only learn from, from school, which sometimes in that case, in a bad home environment, it's actually better. But I think ultimately what you're saying is as a parent, you have to know what's happening at your school. And then, yeah, they can be teaching something at school. But you, as a parent at home, you can explain to them a little bit on a deeper level than whatever they're teaching up front. And I get it, because sometimes it's like a lot of these soft, soft science issues or whatever, which is like, not soft science, but like soft issues, you know, topics or whatever, whatever you call it these days. It's just like, it doesn't make sense. Go to school, teach your kids how to read, teach your kids how to, you know, the math, the simple stuff, the building blocks of it, and go.
But you have, you do layer on critical thinking on top of all of those, right? It, it is involved in all of those like main topics. I think what kids these days have as an advantage, like every generation gets smarter and smarter. You and your wife are like university educated. I couldn't say the same. Well, my both my parents were educated, like college educated. But it's like what they knew back then was like nothing compared to what we know now. Like you guys are well read. Right, well-informed parents, right? Not everyone has that at home, right? I think those are the kids that you kind of have to worry about. Like, okay, shit, they're buying what the what one person is telling them, or like a group of people at school, they're buying the one opinion of one person. Like, you know, maybe four times a day, four people a day, right? And they're stuck with those four people all year, right? And those four people have such a high influence on like your life, your kid's life. And at home, there's no one to counter it, no one to help them challenge, no one to help them think critically if the teacher's not doing it.
Yeah, again, like, when you think about it, it's just like, because a lot of teachers are people like our peers.
Yeah, you grow up and you know that, like, people doing every job are us, essentially, right? Like,
we don't know what the fuck we're doing, and we're just, you know, basically putting out fires as they come and...
Pretty much, like, everyone acts like to act like a professional, but, like, really, they're like, okay, I'm just going to handle the situation in a random, not a random way, but, like, I'm just going to solve this. I'm not going to go through, like, a process.
It's more like, stepping back, you know, when you're, you know, like, back in the day, our mid-20s, late-20s, when we get promoted or get a new job, we always cheer and we always celebrate that stuff.
Yeah.
Not so much now these days, but...
No.
It's like, but we thought we're like, oh yeah, we're climbing up the run, where we're gonna know more, you know, we're gonna be something. It's like, really, it doesn't. What we know doesn't matter because it's not even real.
No,
it's if let's just say fucking I don't know global warming so legit right now in terms of like floods and all that, and you're gonna see it in the next 5 years. Fuck it, if this place floods. My fucking accountant ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah,
the fuck is this? Your BA is not gonna be able to help you like stop the floods or whatever.
I could draw a process map for how the flood's gonna take over.
Yeah, but who the fuck's gonna go? Who the hell's gonna go and fix all the shit afterwards? Right?
Yeah, I gotta hire a team to do it for me.
It's just like, dude. Sometimes as you look at it, it's just like, man, this society and this economy is kind of built on a bunch. Like it's a house of cards.
Yeah, like no, I recognize that. I recognize my value to society as a whole is not overall very high.
Yeah. So like,
but the way you put it kind of like, you know, rings it home.
Yeah. But like shit goes down, say like a nuclear war goes down or whatever, where we're not hit point blank, but essentially all the systems down. Me and you are not going to be able to fucking put this power grid back up.
No, definitely not.
We are nothing.
Yeah.
We are just a cog. We just got these jobs to supply us, and we're just here to fucking just feed into this consumerism, capitalism system that's there. That's
essentially what it is.
Yeah, we're here. Feel good about it. You know, get yourself a new TV, get yourself a new pair of shoes and whatever.
Pretty much. Like, this is all so I could live a more comfortable lifestyle.
Yeah. It's, we're out here talking about, like, these issues that ultimately doesn't matter. We see on the news, like, I'm going to pivot a little bit. Mm-hmm. We see on the news where it's, like, you know, always about this, like, LGBT or whatever stuff that happens in the past. Like, well, we got to change the Dundas name or something mm-hmm. like that. While there's, like, real shit that's going down mm-hmm. where it's, like, you know, have you heard about, like, the farmers' strike out in Europe? Oh, in India?
I've just seen some of the
very high-level headlines, yeah. right? But, like, we talk about this, we kind of experienced it back here too, which is like the carbon tax.
Yeah.
It's like the taxes, it's like, yeah, we need carbon tax to help, you know, reduce emissions. Okay, but like ultimately, like who's suffering for this? It's the farmers.
Yeah.
They're like in Europe and France and Germany, something similar, Netherlands as well, but they never get the airtime. They might get like a 2-3 minutes kind of stuff on CBC, mm-hmm. but they're not, no one's talking about it. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I think this kind of brings it back to what we want to talk about, which is, like, the Emergency Act as well.
Yeah. You're basically pushing the onus of society onto disaffected people who are just everyday people.
Yeah.
Essentially, in the context of climate change, it was, like, big polluting corporations that should be bearing the brunt of it, not, like, anyone further down the supply chain who's bearing the brunt. Including us,
right?
Emergencies Act, Freedom Convoy, people showing up to major cities and border, to like blockade
the bridges,
protest or whatever, right? Those are like your blue collar people for the most part, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a sprinkling of other people
mm-hmm.
in there, but these are most people like affected. They lost their job because they didn't want to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
They got locked down. They lost their restaurants. They lost their business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that was the prevailing, like, persona in that crowd. Again, there's, like, some people did show up to, like, create trouble, of course.
Yeah.
In every group.
Yep. Yeah, like, I mean, it's not going to be perfect, right? You got to have, like, any type of protest or demonstration. There's always going to be some groups that are going to try and take advantage
of George Floyd protests, right? Like, it started out as, like, a horror, a tragedy when you heard about it that mm-hmm. afternoon, and then people took to the streets, but you knew at some point someone was going to take it over. Like people with self-interest were going to take that over.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened again, Freedom Convoy, right? Like, not everyone was out there for nefarious acts, but those nefarious acts took all the headlines.
Exactly. Cause it's easier to kind of drive into point, like what you want
the
public to, like, what they want people like me and you to think about, right? I was on the fence on it, like, for myself, like, looking back now,
mm-hmm.
knowing everything that happened and all the facts and all the information that's coming through now, it's just like, okay, so the court, not the Supreme Court, whatever court it was, ruled it as it was heavy-handed. It should not have been done.
Mm-hmm.
It was, they were in the wrong to use this Emergency Act. And there was, like, you know, certain points that they had to, basically, the judge kind of went, okay, well, it was an emergency. There was, like, no real physical threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just inconvenience and stuff. And then also, like, freezing people's bank accounts,
mm-hmm.
freezing people, like, if I decide to kind of support them by, you know, sending money through GoFund.
Yeah. And you are an everyday, regular person.
I'm a regular, everyday person, but I just believe in the cause. Like, I'm going to support them. Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, whatever they need,
mm-hmm.
I can get my bank account frozen. And I think some people don't even have, like, their bank account unfrozen right now at this point.
But still.
Yeah. And it could be, like, a joint account or whatever. And so, like, how are you going to pay your mortgage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're... It's like, okay, well, they're demonstrating. I get it. There's, like, groups that are whatever, you know, physical violence or whatever. Yeah. They're not getting... Send the cops in there. Pull those people out.
That was one of the...
Yeah, that's the thing.
Failures of... Ottawa.
But part of the act is just more like, before you enact Emergency Act, the local whatever authorities must be able to handle. Unless they can't do it.
Was it deemed that the local authorities had in their capability the ability to handle the situation? Because it was clear that they fucked up that situation hard.
Yeah, they fucked up that situation. But then they also took into account, because like you mentioned, there were like all these bridges, like wherever they're crossing into the U.S. where we're being blocked out. So they're saying like, oh yeah, this is a Canada-wide thing.
As a emergency, whole.
As a whole.
Yeah. Ottawa was, they may have been justified to use it. So if they had only used it in Ottawa, they may have been okay. Are we saying like?
No. Oh. I still think it's like, was there like.
From a court perspective.
From a court perspective.
Would they have been okay?
No. Like, but yeah. still, like, it's like, okay, could you not have called in, you know, cops from surrounding like places to kind of help, like Montreal, you know, Toronto, if you're significantly lacking the headcount.
Was it a manpower issue or was it a command and control issue?
Maybe.
If it's a command and control issue, bringing in more like agencies that are like not talking to each other.
That's true.
I don't know if that solves it.
Yeah, well, like that's beyond my scope. Yeah, right? That's something that Ottawa has to like
the it's police. Too late.
Yeah, it's too late now, but it's more so like does that and then like Trudeau and Freeman goes and says like, oh, well, there's like potential violence, like,
because
they went and found this very like obscure group out in Alberta that had firearm, and then they used that as one of their justification. Okay, well, guess what? The local authority was able to track it down and put an end to that before you had to go and step in.
Yeah.
So again, knockdown again. Local authority was able to control it. So there's no use. There's no reason for an emergency act. It's just like, okay, well, just because you don't believe it, like, listen to them. Explain, okay, well, the Trudeau government, come out and explain it to us why you need these mandates, why you need, like, all these other stuff. Like, looking back now, Fauci right now is going, or just recently went through the special committee, committee that was set up in Congress to kind of grill him in terms of, like, what did you do in this whole thing? Because when you think about it, Fauci was the face of this whole thing. Like, whatever he says goes. And we're talking globally. We're not even talking about the states. It's like, oh, yeah, because Fauci was on CBC and all these Canadian networks to say, you got to do this, you got to do that. And all the shit that came out, he's basically come out and said, like, you know, like, the whole 6 feet distancing. It's complete bullshit, right? Like, if me and you are in this room and we have to be 6 feet apart, what the fuck is this? Like, these germs don't know how to, you know, somehow manage to cross 6 feet. That's complete bullshit.
I think stuff, something like that. I know you picked that out as an example.
Yeah.
Something like that is like, okay, we have to have people operate in public. So we just told them 6 feet so that we can still go about our business, but like have people somewhat protected. I get what they were trying to say. Not everything that they suggested was an exact science. The whole part behind.
No, but that's the problem. It's not the exact science.
Yeah.
But if you want science to be taken seriously, you can't be putting out shit that it's not real.
I don't know about not real. Like, I get what you're trying to say.
But
like,
then that's when it causes a confusion. It causes people to like ask like what's real and what's not.
But okay, like, I get I get it. But I think for someone like that, right? If you're further away from someone, I'm not saying that, you know, the closer you are to someone, the more transmissible a disease is, right? So, like, I'm sure they could have said 10 feet, whatever. He could have said 5 feet or whatever.
He basically said there was no science to it. Someone came up with 6 feet and I rolled with it.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, like,
dude,
again,
entire world had to fucking listen to this bullshit ass rule.
I don't think anyone, like, I don't even know what 6 feet even is, but, like, again, about my height,
But like, just remember back then, right? Like, 2 years ago, we're like, hold up. Are you 6 feet apart?
There was people, like, I remember encountering people in the line to get into a grocery store, like, fighting over, like, space.
Yeah.
Right? I just think they did have to tell people, you need to distance, but, like, at a reasonable distance that we can all, like, shop in a store. Like, I can't have a whole aisle to myself.
Yeah.
Like, I get why they were trying to say that. Like, they should have been more... If they had been more honest about it, would people have followed it, right? Would people just be like nose to nose?
Yeah.
I don't know, right? Did some of the suggestions that they make kind of help prevent transmission? Sure. I believe it, right?
The 6 feet. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty hard to tell, but like...
It is hard to tell, but like people like to rag on the preventive measures, but like, oh, you know, we didn't need it. But like because the preventive measures were in place... It did reduce potential like harm that could have been caused if they weren't in place, right? Obviously, if we're 6 feet apart versus we're always like 2 feet apart all the time, you're gonna have less.
Yeah.
Again, there's no numbers to back that up, but you can't prove the existence. Like, the cases didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right? I can't say one way or another, but...
Yes. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, like, basically this man who everyone all of a sudden deemed is a complete fucking expert at it.
It's the United States, man. He was the top...
He's been the top dog for 40 years.
Yeah.
In this whole fucking agency. He was fucking put in to solve all these issues. AIDS.
Yeah.
Which he's never solved.
Yeah.
They've threw trillions of dollars into it.
It's gotten to a good spot. But...
Like...
It's not...
If you read about it,
yeah,
and the way that they describe of someone having AIDS, they went and said like HIV and all that. Well, I'm not going to get into that thing.
Yeah.
But the agenda of it, I mean, it sounds... conspiracy, you know, sounds like a conspiracy, but when you rack it up, it's like, okay, well, conspiracy is just an offshoot thing. When you add a 30 years worth of like evidence of his behavior, it kind of changes everything. And then it's just like, okay, well, why? It's like, I think of it this way, like our situation, I promise we'll go back to Emergency Act.
Yeah.
Our situation is just like how our technology is. We're great with computers now and stuff, but there's always like decision, right? Fork in the road. Like if our society went somewhere else, maybe we wouldn't be technologically advanced in terms of like digital, like computer and all that stuff. Might be something else.
Maybe I'd know how to start a fire like at a campsite.
Yeah. Or something else, right? Like, no, it's completely different, right? Like it can be different streams, right? Like there's
tie
so many
fisherman's knots or something.
Yeah. Well, there's different stuff to go along. Like we think we're like advanced or whatever, but, and we assume previous civilizations weren't advanced.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is just like, in this case, they were so dead set on the idea of having a vaccine as the only way out of it. And it kind of ties back to over here, which is just like the vaccine mandate. At this point, we went through all that fucking trouble.
Yeah.
Like, for what? Ultimately, for everything to be dropped. And then for all these other people that, like, kind of push for it, like, they finally have that moment and be like, okay, well, they're right. Because they had the right to protest. Mm-hmm. I personally think that they had the courage to kind of stand up to the government versus what we don't have.
Yeah.
And when you look at, like, France, they're farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Germany, they're farmers. They all stood up. Netherlands, they stood up. India, they stood up against their government.
You and I had no real skin in the game. Right?
No, but like we do have a skin in the game. It's the idea of like the ability to for government to go and tell us like you have to do this.
It's true, but like it really didn't hit our pocketbooks. In fact, for you and I, it benefited our pocketbooks. Right, to be at home, you don't have to spend money on a commute.
Yeah.
Right, you cook more at home. You don't go to restaurants. Like it really, like sure, it fucking took a toll on our mental health.
Took a toll on your mental health.
We didn't know at the point. We didn't know early on. For some of us, some of us did better than others. I went nuts. I went insane.
Mm-hmm.
But like, really, those like the common theme for a lot of those people out there is like it hurt them in the pocketbooks. They were desperate. Like, at some point, like whether it was affecting me mentally, I knew that I was good. Like I was living in my place. Just my income wasn't, well, I mean, my income got affected by other ways. Right.
Yeah.
Due to the COVID, right. Due to the actual disease itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not due to anything else, but like, I just think it wasn't in any either of our interests to be out there. Right. For you and I.
No,
right? Well, I can understand other people having skin in the game, being there.
Mm-hmm.
And you allude to the higher point. It affects us for government control perspective, but like I didn't see it that way because I wasn't, while I was inconvenienced, it didn't hit me like at my survival like level.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I guess because we're lucky as the ones that aren't affected by like a vaccine injury or whatever in that situation. There's a lot of like cases where people are dropping dead.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about a lot. It's hard to quantify.
It's not a lot. Like we're not talking about like millions.
Yeah.
But if you were to take a vaccine and someone told you that there's a 10% chance that your heart might, you know, stop while you're doing a physical activity, would you take that 10%?
10% is high, right? I don't think 10% is like 10% is high. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I don't think it was 10% for the vaccines, right? But
but
it's hard to answer that question. 10%, okay, yeah, I have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, decimal level percentage, I take the risk, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, like, it's just, like, we were fed this idea that this is the right way. And who the fuck is Bill Gates to come out and be, like, a spokesperson?
Yeah.
A university dropout that does not have a medical degree.
He was on the island.
Well, he was on the island. But his idea is like, if you trace it back, it's all in the money, right? You trace it back. He has all this like, you know, money tied up.
Mm-hmm.
He whitewashed all his money, basically saying like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing so well, right? Like they're pushing this vaccine. They're helping all this issue. If you actually look at like all their history mm-hmm. of all the vaccines that they push onto these African nations,
mm-hmm.
the African nations that actually took their funding and did it has much worse medical records than all the neighboring African countries that said, no, we're good. We don't need your help with this issue where it's like this disease is not even a major thing anymore, but mm-hmm. you want to come in here and get our entire population to start taking in your thing. So mm-hmm. basically he's stuffing his own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But my main thing is just like, it's stuff like that where looking back, sometimes I'm like, okay, well, you're saying we don't have a skin in the game. Ultimately, I think we do when you look at it in the big mm-hmm. picture. You don't want a government to kind of be like, okay, well, you need to do this, input this thing.
Yeah.
Or it could be anything before you can do this. Okay, well, if you have a defer an opinion, guess what? We're going to freeze your account. We're going to hit you where it hurts, which is your finance.
Yeah. I think they hit us on these concepts that are so, like, they're hard for us to understand as people, right? This whole, the science behind, I never quite understood what the symptoms of COVID was. Like, it never was communicated clearly out there. Like, it was one of those complex topics that we could barely understand what the hell is going on. They took advantage of our vulnerability to the lack of knowledge, and that's how they got us to comply with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
I'm alluding to this mythical, magical they, mm-hmm. right? It's everyone collectively, like from the WHO down to like Fauci, Theresa Tam, like at every level, we kind of didn't get a clear picture of what this was, yet we were told how to respond, how to react, mm-hmm. or like what to take to like, to protect ourselves and others or whatever, that messaging, all of that. It's hard for me to protest something I don't know about, and mm-hmm. I'm trusting the authority because like I'm not going to go to med school and learn about this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? When I'm talking about like, I've had times when I've been so furious with the government, especially this Ontario government,
mm-hmm.
where like I'm like, we should be marching on Queen's Park like right now. This like, the education, the hospitals, the mm-hmm. state of the hospitals, all that stuff. We should be marching on them right now. I could understand. I can connect to that stuff a lot better.
Yeah.
Right? The whole, like, COVID response thing, like, it was like a deluge of information at us, like, all the time. But, mm-hmm. like, none of it seemed to connect and make sense.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people just complied, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. Like, because you want to think locally because that affects you ultimately. But I don't know. I just like kudos to those people. Like, I get it. Like, a lot of them, what we think of like the Freedom Convoy is like people that are, like,
rednecks
or whatever. But I know like other people that were supporters of it and they fly the flag like fuck Trudeau. Mm-hmm. And they're not rednecks.
Yeah.
They're like Asians. They get it. Like,
Asians can be rednecks too, can't they?
Well, I guess they're standing in the sun too long. But,
yeah.
But like, they're just, they could be me.
Mm hmm.
This is what I'm saying. It's just like they believe it. They did their research before I did.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to eat at a restaurant. That's what I wanted to do. Like, looking back now, if you ask me, I probably would have, if you give me a choice with all the information and the facts that I know now,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably say like, no, I'm not gonna take this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, or like all that what do they call it? Social distancing or whatever, like that probably, or physical distancing, they called it,
mm-hmm.
probably wouldn't have been. I know that those measures helped again. Like, I'm not going to say they didn't help, but
it's
kind of the untrustworthiness of the officials now that we're kind of seeing. Like, again, I'm not expecting everyone to be spotless, mm-hmm. right? Maybe those measures don't have such a high like social impact for all of us if we kind of knew. These people are just kind of winging it, right?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Like the use of the Emergencies Act, it just didn't seem like it was well thought out.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yes, the police response was horrible. Like, I don't know what I feel like everything that these governments do is to score political points, and it was a calculation they made and it backfired, right? Oh, prevailing idea, and they probably didn't count on this like legal challenge, right?
Yeah.
Prevailing idea is that Canadians want to work together. It's Canadian spirit. It's like, we're going to beat this thing together. Let's roll with the Emergency Act and see what happens.
It's stupid. Well, I just think it's like when you start shutting things down because you don't agree with whatever the current government's like perspective is, that's the slippery slope, right? Because it's just like, you know, we were too young with the 9/11 thing. Mm-hmm. Again, it doesn't affect us too much, but ultimately it kind of does because we have to deal with fucking TSA now.
Yeah. I got a Nexus card, man. I don't want to take my shoes off.
Yeah, but you still have to fucking like see them. You know,
you have to yell that in the morning.
Yeah, of the whim, they can decide, you know, they don't want to do it or if there's no. But anyways, the whole point is just like the amount of like the freedom that one has is slowly eroding away. Where you don't think about it too much, it's just like, okay, well, you're not allowed to say this because you can do this, you know. Even if you go to like a peaceful protest anything, someone can go freeze your account. So now, guess what? You're gonna self censor. Mm-hmm. Brings it right back to the beginning. You're gonna self censor yourself because you don't want to put yourself in there, even though you might believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that's why when you think about it. If there's no other population in the past that actually had the guts to push and protest and do stuff, there's not actually this better life that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
Union, like the French.
Labor rights, union rights.
Union rights, French the revolution there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just all these like stuff that we take for granted when we don't learn about it. It's like, okay, we laugh at them. We laugh at them. You know, we laugh at the people that went to the Freedom Convoy at the time. But when you look back, it's just like, okay, they have more in common with the people that pushed it, like the French Revolution or whatever, or different type of protest, and actually made a case. And, you know, that's the only power you have, right? Because the government, for example, like this whole Israel thing, you can tell them to go do ceasefire. If you pull around entire Canada, I bet you probably like more than 50% would be like, hey, Trudeau, go and fucking call for a ceasefire.
These anti-Semites, what do they think? What are they thinking?
But it's not even anti-Semite.
Yeah.
But it's the whole idea is like any criticism against like Jewish people is you're anti-Semitic. Yeah. I'm like that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like you gotta be able to call a spade a spade. Yeah. Like if you're doing something wrong, then it's wrong. If you're purposely calling for like discrimination of like killing of all these people.
Yeah. Or even if you're just I can have an opinion on an action that someone is doing, a government is doing.
Yeah.
Right. Not even the people that live there. And not have a harsh opinion towards like the innocent Israeli residents or their descendants or their relatives who are living here.
Yeah.
Right? It's just an action of one right-wing government and like military forces and the settlers. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, right? How does that make someone...
The Zionists.
Again, how does that make someone anti-Semite? I think like this leads me to think that, again, with this issue with like the... All the issues we talked about today, it's kind of like we are being pitted against each other to have like all this polarization, essentially. And people jump to conclusions. Again, it's a lack of critical thinking. Like this whole episode kind of comes full circle. It's like just because I have one opinion, people are jumping to conclusions about your intent and the messaging behind your one opinion when it's just like, I just want to talk about the fact that like humans are killing other humans here indiscriminately. Without the need to, for like, unpure purposes, right? Like the threat was there on October 7th or whatever. Fine, whatever. You neutralize the threat. You confront Hamas on that, but you don't like knock down hospitals. You don't like kill all these civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone can kind of see what's going on.
Yeah,
but like that doesn't make you an anti-Semite to like see it and want it to stop and call it out.
Yeah,
right. Suggest otherwise is disingenuous, right? But that's going on like everywhere right now.
I just think like democracy just a bullshit thing. It really is. It's just to feed us like, oh yeah, this is perfect system.
Yeah,
it's like really no. Well, if you want to do something, if you want to go and support a war. You know, I get it. It was hard in the past to be able to do a referendum or vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier now, Dave. Yeah. Figure it out. Figure it the fuck out.
And, like, the government has more power to control than ever before. Like, you think about, you mentioned all those protests that happened in the past. Government had no ability to freeze your money because there was no, like, central banking system or whatever. You could just do what you wanted, right? It's easy for those people to protest. Now, they shut you down financially and you're done. Like, you can't do anything.
So that's just, like, just too much power and balance there. And the people's, like, opinion does not matter. It doesn't fucking matter. You can go to your MP and tell them, this is, you know, get signatures from this region or like whatever to ride in and be like, hey, I want you to go and bring this up to Trudeau and be like, hey, I want you to demand a ceasefire. Over, you know, 50% of your people in your ride in here demands you to say it. That message will never be delivered up.
No.
It's complete bullshit.
And that's the same in many Western democracies, right?
No, yeah. Like,
there's overwhelmingly popular things that are that people want to pass and that the government just doesn't want to touch for whatever one reason or another, the donors, I guess. Mm-hmm. But they won't touch it, even though it's like that it would get them reelected.
Yeah.
Like, essentially, there's things that Joe Biden can do right now. Like the drug prices, like the real drug price reform or universal basic income or something like that. That would win an election.
Yeah.
That like
yeah,
they don't want to touch that, so they won't do it. They'll rather lose.
Yeah. Well, everyone talks about like was it the military complex, right?
Yeah.
There's a pharmacology of like pharmaceutical complex that's going on. Like the idea of like, oh, if you have, for example, like AIDS or whatever, HIV. Yeah, don't worry. You'll be fine. Take this vaccine or take this drug.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. But it's like $14,000.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a month or a year. But either way, even if it's annually, that's still a fucking ton of
just
money.
Just kill me now.
yeah, like, dude, you're going to be in debt to live what? But again, if you look at, if you do a deeper dive into it, the HIV vaccines and drugs that they give out is actually a very toxic dose of chemo.
Yeah.
And they actually kill people more than they, they do it. So you don't even know. So they're squeezing it out as much as possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really fucked up place. Like you said, the critical thinking is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people they might not have the time or they might not want to know about it. And yeah, I mean, again, it's everyone's choice. Unfortunately, you know, whatever situation in my life took me in this road and now I'm just like fucking reading everything else and it's just like fuck.
I mean, good for you. I mean, you're standing up for what you believe in and reading and just being well informed and thinking about things critically, even if like you and I don't agree at the end of the day. I mean, we had the discussion, right? At least we are like civically informed and politically informed and just aware of like where we stand in society. Like, a lot of people just kind of just go on autopilot, right? And
well, that's what they want you to do.
I mean, really,
that's the easiest thing that the governments want you to do.
Even if you or I don't get up and protest, right? Just knowing what's going on. I mean, all you and I are prepared to do is vote. But like, again, that raises another issue that we probably don't have time to get into today, where it's like, what are our choices?
Yeah,
really. And is there any hope for what we can do? And should we have been in the freedom convoy at, you know, or will we be in a future freedom convoy because we realized like everything else we try to do to shape our lives is kind of futile? Who knows?
Maybe. Will we buy some nice, nice warm jackets?
We need a pickup truck. We need a tent and we need like
smoke meat.
We need a whole barbecue. We need like entertainment, clowns and stuff. Like,
yeah. You know, we will always set off to make a fun, lighthearted podcast, but
episode 100, we will be at the Freedom Convoy.
Probably. Doing live interviews.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get there.
All right.
Peace.